Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Tanya, you and I have known each other for a long time. I've known you since you were, 9 years old, and that's been like, what, 15 years?
9 years old. I got to Canada when I was 12, so you must have even known me back outside of Canada.
There you go. And I got to say, you know, watching all the things that you've done over the years from television and, of course, the your film festival, I am just so happy, of course, to hear about this very prestigious award that you're going to be receiving here in Canada. I mean, how do you feel about receiving something like this?
Oh, I feel fantastic for so many reasons. One, it's always great. When is it not great to have someone, you know, say something positive about the work you've done? That's always great. But the fact of going to Montreal, I haven't been to Montreal in forever, and I know so little about the black community in Montreal, and it's going to be just a thrill for me to go and get involved in all that stuff that's happening in Montreal and hear more about what's going on there.
When did you hear about this? And, you know, what was it, your first thought when you were, like, you know, knowing that you were going to be presented with this?
I heard about it maybe a few months ago when they reached out and contacted me, and I think I asked a million questions, not so much about the award, but about the organization and the work that they had done, and I was just so impressed and looking forward to meeting the whole team from the Black Theater Workshop in Montreal and to get more involved in all their activities and the things that they're doing. I think it'll be fun.
Does this give you a chance to look back at your career? Because, you know, this is a long way from the days dancing on Boogie, Canada's hippest TV show.
Exactly. It does and it doesn't, because in a way, as actors, we're always reflecting on our careers. It's almost part of the occupational hazard. We talk about our careers a lot, whereas most people in other jobs don't get the opportunity to talk about their work as much as actors get to talk about their work. So reflecting is kind of something I'm constantly doing.
You know, it's funny. I was just looking over this, email that they had sent out, and they were talking about, well, we all know you, of course, from Young and Restless, and for most people here across Canada, we also know about the Real World Film Festival, which, of course, you gave birth to. But do you ever think about, you know, when you used to do the show, Polka Dot Door?
Oh, absolutely. Polka Dot Door and another great show I love doing called Welcome to My World, which is at CTV at the time. Why I love reflecting on the work I did in the past is because that was a time that I thought was just the best kind of programming, especially for young people, especially for teenagers. You know, it was just so wholesome and innocent. And there's something so positive about that. And now when I look at a lot of the shows on TV, I see such a loss of that youthful innocence for especially teenagers to watch. Everything is just so, it's like when I watch the teen shows now, it's like watching adult dramas but with just teenagers in them.
Gosh, do not get me started with that one.
Isn't it crazy? Because I'm so lucky and fortunate. I came at a time where, you know, when teenage shows were on, it was more like the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
It was a real fresh, wholesome innocence, and now I watch the shows and the issues that they're dealing with on shows, I'm like, I didn't even think about those issues when I was 15 and 16 and 17. It wasn't even in my mind.
No, when we were kids, it was, yeah, I want to go live with the Brady Bunch. I don't hear any kid going, yeah, I want to go hang out with the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Even those are the extreme shows, but even the ones that we consider the really quality good shows, they're so off the scale, off the Richter scale of what my reality was as a young person. And I think it's sad, actually. Not that it's positive, but I think it's a sad thing when young people just can't have wholesome innocence, just fun, without it all coming down to, like, drugs and sex and whatever. You know, it's always coming back to that denominator, which is sad. So when I do reflect, what I think about is how happy I am now that I was part of those kind of shows that sort of added that value to the young people.
And the value that you've added to the country, too. I mean, the Real World Film Festival. Talk a little bit of how you came up with the idea, because, and again, I'm not going to knock anybody else's film festival, but this really is the one that, if anything, really represents Canada and, you know, its diversity.
Yeah, that's always, you know, I think we can sometimes take for granted when we're in Canada the amazing way that, especially in the bigger cities, because that's where I'm usually in a Toronto or, you know, a Vancouver, in the bigger cities, where there's just this diversity all around us. But it's not that the diversity is just there. It's how we kind of blend them together and how we take on, you know, each other's cultures. You know, we start to eat each other's food and dress sometimes in each other's, in the way that we, from different cultures. And that's not the norm. And when I came to the States, and especially in L.A., there's all this diversity, but it's very segregated diversity. And that's the thing that sort of shocks you. It's like Black communities kind of live together, and they hang out together, and they party together, and they eat together. And the Latino communities, they hang out together and eat together. There's a little bit of crossover, but it's not the norm. So it makes sense in places like the U.S. when I see Black film festivals and Asian film festivals and Aboriginal film festivals. Everything is very segregated. And what I hated was the concept that that was also happening in Canada, which is not really our culture, to create all this kind of segregation. So I wanted to do a film festival that sort of celebrated how I felt Canada was, which is we're less about segregating everything and more about bringing everything together and sharing our differences and being very positive about those differences. And that's what Real World, that's how it really came out of, the idea that filmmakers from Aboriginal, Asian, Black, Latino, South Asian, Middle Eastern communities could come together and work together.
Absolutely. Before we wrap this up, I got to ask very quickly. You've seen, you know, television, soap operas. They're all leaving us. I mean, yours is one of the few that's left.
We are, but you know, as frightening as some people are, like scared that, oh my God, this is happening, this is so horrible. I see it in a very different way. I see it in a way of, it's amazing they've lasted this long. Like when you really think about it, who in their right mind, who thinks that a show could last 40 to 60 years. I mean, that's such insanity that the fact that it might be finally coming to, you know, the full circle still leaves a testament to me. I remember when we celebrated that MASH was like 11 seasons. You know, it would be like 11 seasons. And each season, by the way, is only like, you know, 26 shows. We're talking about shows that are on every day for like over 300 and whatever, 30, 40 shows a year for 40 to 60 years of it. I am in amazement that they've lasted this long. And it's a testament to this kind of programming and how valuable it is. And whether it stays or goes, it's already superseded what anyone could have thought could be on TV for that long.
That's very true. It's
really phenomenal. So YNR is still very strong, and even some of the other ones that are going away, it's still one of the very strong shows. But doesn't everything come to its cyclical end at some point?
It's true, but very quickly, why do you think YNR has lasted this long? I mean, I think one of the things is it's the perfect, when it's on, it's the perfect time when it's on.
Yeah, I think the timing is really perfect. The longevity of the show is has added to it. But honestly, the real props to me was Bill Bell and Lee Bell, that they worked as an amazing team together. And I think the show continues because of their legacy. But the first 25 years of the show had at the helm this strong couple who had a vision that was very specific and very direct.
Well, and it's doing it.
And it's doing it still.
I got to say again, congratulations, and I'm so happy to be able to do this interview with you, and I can't wait to do more interviews and more awards that you absolutely deserve for that wonderful career of yours.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Take care, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.